Arizona's most famous immigration enforcement law, SB 1070, has been litigated for over 6 years, but that ends today. KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block joins us now to talk about a settlement in the works. Jude, the law took effect in 2010, but the legal challenges are just now ending. Can you quickly explain the history here?
Right. So after the Arizona legislature passed SB 1070, the U.S. government brought one legal challenge. That's the one that went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And after that ruling, much of SB 1070 was actually gutted, particularly sections that dealt with criminalizing unauthorized immigrants who were in the state. But the Supreme Court did leave a key part standing. That's a section known as Section 2B. It requires local police, when they're enforcing other laws, to check immigration status if they have a reasonable suspicion someone they detain or stop is in the country illegally. So now at the same time that the federal government was bringing their suit, a coalition of immigrant rights groups had their own separate legal challenge. They were trying different legal arguments to actually strike down the entire SB 1070 law, which has many sections in it, by the way. And in that second case, about a year ago, the judge, Judge Susan Bolton, agreed to strike down an additional part. That one had to do with banning day laborers from soliciting work and from drivers being able to pick them up. And those were actually struck down. But she did allow Section 2B to stay in effect.
And that's the one known as the Show Me Your Papers provision.
Exactly. And that same ruling allowed a second section, 2D, which allows local law enforcement to transport immigrants who are suspected of being here illegally to federal authorities. Judge Bolton allowed both of those sections to stand. And after that ruling, which was mixed, it had victories and losses on both sides, both the state of Arizona and these groups appealed to the Ninth Circuit.
Okay, but rather than have the litigation go forward, now we're hearing there's a settlement in the works. What does that say?
So this is a proposed settlement still because the judge still has to sign off on it. But obviously, you know, the biggest part is getting the two parties, the state of Arizona and these immigrant rights groups, to agree. The gist really is this, that immigrant rights groups will stop challenging Section 2B and Section 2D, the parts about local law enforcement checking immigration status and transporting people to federal agents. And in return, the Arizona Attorney General's office has agreed to issue very clear guidance to law enforcement agencies about how those provisions can and should be enforced. And the immigrant rights advocates clearly feel that the guidance is sufficiently narrow so they feel comfortable.
All right, let's dig into some of the details here. What exactly does the guidance say?
This is really an attorney general opinion that will be used as guidance, and it makes clear that being in the country illegally is in itself not a crime. It's a civil violation, and local cops can't arrest someone just for being in the country unlawfully, and that's been a point of confusion in Arizona. So the guidance makes explicit that law enforcement can't use race and ethnicity when deciding who they suspect is in the country illegally, and they can't prolong a detention to check immigration status. If they do choose to check immigration status, they can make a call to federal agencies like Immigration and Customs Enforcement or Customs and Border Protection to check on somebody's status, but they have to document those cases and that data will be collected. If the officer suspects a person they encounter has actually committed a crime, like re-entering the country after deportation, that's an actual federal crime, then there's more leeway under this guidance to actually arrest that individual and bring them to federal authorities, but only if the federal authorities respond quickly.
That's KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block with the latest on a possible settlement on provisions of SB 1070. Jude, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.